Hi, this is Mike Murphy, GamerNode.com, and I am here with David Brebeck and Leo Olebe here for Marvel Heroes, the upcoming MMO for the Marvel Universe. Guys, how's Comic-Con been for you?
It's been awesome, man. It's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of great reveals at our panel and stuff like that. The booth has been packed with people enjoying the game. It's been a great experience so far.
Absolutely. We couldn't ask for anything more. Like, truthfully, I mean, the crowds are great. The game is great. Like, just good time.
Okay. So I wanted to start off by asking, I saw at the panel, if I saw it correctly, that there are a total of 23 characters already announced for the game right now. Is that correct?
It started out at 23, and then after the panel, now it's 26, because we announced three at the panel.
That was Nova, Jean Grey, and
Luke Cage,
yes. Yep. So you have 26 announced right now. Do you know how many you're going to end up with exactly at launch? I know you're adding more afterwards, but do you have like a number that you know?
We could add almost as many as we would like, right? So we have access to all 8,000 plus characters in the Marvel Universe, you know, really to draw from. So it's more about deciding what's the right character to put in when. We want to come out with new characters all the time, just as fast as we can, right?
Right. So at launch, we don't really have a set number, but we're trying to put in as many as we can as possible.
Great. Now, I got to play the game over on the booth a little earlier today, and Dave, I know you're considered as kind of like the father, the creator of the Diablo games, and I felt this the game felt very Diablo-esque to me, very very point and click, oozed Diablo to me.
Thank you.
So, but it also felt similar to me, very similar in dungeon crawling terms as the other Marvel RPGs that have been out in recent years, and the consoles like X-Men
Alliance.
Legends and Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you trying to like were those games also kind of a bit of an inspiration in addition to Diablo, or was it just because the fact that, you know, Ultimate Alliance and Legends also kind of pulled from Diablo as well?
Yeah, I think it worked both ways. I mean, they were kind of the same gameplay style as Diablo, and then because it's Marvel, it's very much like their games, so it all kind of has fed off of each other. But then we're really trying to take it to the next level by making it a massive multiplayer game.
Now, I noticed when I was playing that when I played Hell's Kitchen overall, it was much more open world. People like just ran around, and if they were next to each other, they grouped together. But once I went into the subway, it was more instanced. Is that one of the more like actual? I guess what I'm saying is, the Hell's Kitchen as a whole is more of like an open world hub where you would run around, beat people up, and then you can group together within there and go into the instances as if they were actual dungeons. Is that what you guys were going for?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're trying to do. So that we have three different types of areas. We have town areas, which are not instanced. They're very much like every other kind of MMO town where people run around trading, chatting, doing all the kind of things you do in an MMO. And then we have these public combat zones, which you're not really grouped with anybody, but you're running around and you see other people doing their own thing. They're going to and fro and doing their missions and whatnot. And you kind of dynamically get together and do activities like Electro came down and did a fight, or maybe a bunch of Sentinels come down in the zone and you have 10 Sentinels and everybody has to run around and fight the 10 Sentinels to kind of clear the zone of that threat. And then we also have private instanced areas. And the private instanced areas, you can form a party and go in there with your friends and do new challenges. And the zone actually scales in difficulty based on party size.
That's cool. Just at the Marvel booth, some of the guys from your team, they did a live demonstration. They showed the raft.
Right.
And in the raft, they showed Venom getting free, like Eddie Brock breaking out, getting the symbiote suit free, and then escaping.
Yep.
Now those scenes in the actual like storied instances, are those going to play out later? Like, will there be a payoff where you face off with Venom later in the game, and are there more scenes like that in other storied instances?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're trying to do. Put in little tidbits here and there to do some foreshadowing. And it's not just even in the game; they're in the comics and everything like that. It's all, we've kind of layered it all together like that to create this kind of overall experience that gives you foreshadowing and all sorts of events like that. So it's a lot of fun.
Now, I heard you guys are getting normal Marvel talent to do the voice acting in the game. I already heard that Steve Blum is confirmed for Wolverine. I also know that Nolan North, who's well-known voice actor in video games and for Marvel, has done voices for Marvel, specifically Deadpool. Is he going to be on there? Are there any other certain names that you're willing to tell us?
That is one that we can confirm right there.
Okay. Excellent. Great. Nolan North is there. Okay. I think that may be just about all I've got. I played the game. Feels great. Plays great. And it's currently in closed beta right now, if I'm correct.
Right.
People
That's
can sign up for it on the website.
Correct. And at MarvelHeroes.com. We just started the closed beta on October 1st. And so if you sign up, you'll eventually get in. And so please do so.
Great.
Perhaps most importantly, the game is totally free to play.
Oh, yes. That was actually something else I was going to bring up. Would you guys want to talk more a little bit about free to play and how you guys, if I got that right from the panel, you're only charging for characters and costumes, which is entirely optional. Apparently, people can craft and gather those characters just in game. Like,
right.
What brought you guys to come about to that that idea for a pricing model?
Well, the game, I've been wanting to do a free to play game for a very long time. With my history from Blizzard, we saw the free to play model really bloom in Asia, because our games have had some success there. And so I knew that the model could work here, and so I really pushed for that from the very beginning. We designed this game from the ground up to be free to play. And then it's really just the fact that social games, and they've taken off in a free-to-play model, games like League of Legends and stuff like that, really show that free-to-play is here to stay, and it's really a legitimate model that that people can have fun and play the entire experience for free, and that's the same kind of thing as us. So it was inspiration really came from Asia, but it's really been solidified in the last few years in the industry.
All right, well, Dave, Leo, thank you very much for your time.
You.
And I'm looking forward to Marvel Heroes. Comes out early 2013, right?
We don't have a release date.
Quite yet?
We hope that it will be around there.
Okay, great. Thank you.